Hi, Ted.
Hi there, Fred.
Now, you've got a half century's worth of recordings to choose from here for Goldberg Variations, two by Glenn Gould that really are touchstones of the recorded keyboard literature, but you've picked a very recent recording here, Murray Pariah. Why this one?
Well, I think this is one of the finest recordings of any piece on the piano, and certainly one of the finest of this particular piece. To my mind, it succeeds in many ways that the recordings by Glenn Gould did not, in that it approaches the music with a much deeper sense of style, and he brings a sense of linkage in the music of one piece to the next, which I think is very much part of what Bach's conception was, both in terms of melodic links from the variations back to the original theme, and the pacing of individual numbers as the piece plays on.
Right, the way Bach wrote it, it's that simple theme and then 30 variations and then back to that simple theme at the end. Now, we've mentioned Glenn Gould a couple of times here. He made a recording in 1955, another in 1980, both speedy and very pianistic. And, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way necessarily, but I want to compare a little bit here. Variation number 5, we'll hear it first played by Glenn Gould in 1980. And you'll hear the way he's sort of stabbing the bass. And then listen to the way Murray Pariah plays that same variation. Now, Murray Pariah takes that bass line and he actually plays it like a musical phrase.
Yeah, he phrases it. There's a lift there to the rhythm, which I think ties in with the fact that behind all of much of this music, there is the dance. And when you hear Glenn Gould play it, it's down, down, down. It's stomping on those notes to show that they're there while the right hand goes like crazy. But that, to me, is not really stylish. That's finger music. And Murray Pariah has great fingers, too, as you can hear. But there is more music there. And he understands that this comes out of something. It comes out of the dance, and it comes out of the theme. And so there is this lift and a sense of spring in the rhythm, which I find very, very appealing.
Yeah, Murray Pariah has that dance, as you say, and that's so important in this piece. But another thing I love about this piece is it almost has a reassuring cosmology to it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a profound sense of order in the piece. You've got this rich, complex structure coming from the simplest building blocks and all suffused with this penetrating beauty. And then in the end, it returns to that simple center from which it all came.
Well, the way Bach wrote this piece was a demonstration of scientific ability in one sense, of using the order of movements to reflect an inner structure. And the variations that he wove out of that very simple tune themselves are varied in Murray Pariah's performance when he does the repeats. When we hear the 25th variation, which will be coming in a moment, this beautiful, slow variation of intense chromaticism, a very poignant feeling to the music, he achieves with that something that is quite extraordinary. And when I heard it the first time, I thought, you can thank 30 years of playing Chopin for tone like that. And he really does utilize his abilities as a pianist, but in a very thoughtful and sensitive manner.
Well, let's pick it up right there with variation number 25. We'll follow it through to the end. So 6 variations, and then we'll come back to the aria. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
Always my pleasure.